This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Well, guys, it's nearly here. The total solar eclipse is coming right up. Last month, we had the chance to sit with one of the brightest minds in the study of this phenomenon, Dr. David Hurd from Penn West Edinburgh. I'd like to introduce this month's guests, Brian Slaywin and Jordan Fuller, and ask you what your plans are for the 8th. I know we were just talking about it, but give the audience an idea of where you're headed.
Yeah, so I'm privileged to live on the Bayfront, and my plan is to sit in my backyard, welcome guests from wherever they come from, and smoke a cigar or two. Jordan, what are you going to be doing?
Well, I tell you what I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be getting in my car and going out for joyrides. I am looking forward to seeing this awesome event. I also have the privilege of living right downtown, so there's a whole bunch of great stuff going on in downtown Erie, put on by the Downtown Partnership and EDDC and a bunch of other groups. So we'll probably be checking out some of that stuff since I get to walk to it.
And they're closing State Street, right?
Oh, maybe.
I know that there's a thing at 4th and State. I don't know if they're closing State Street or it's just going to be on one side of State Street, but at 4th and State, which of course is where the always awesome Ember and Forge is located, there's something going on there, and I'm sure there's going to be other things up and down State Street. It's going to be a fun, interesting 24, 48 hours in the flagship city.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm sorry, Jordan, go ahead.
It sure is. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, I plan to watch it from my backyard, hopefully. There was debate about what we were going to do with closing our building, but I decided to close it and let everybody stay right where they are.
Love it.
So, go ahead, Brian.
Well, that building is the Corey High Ed building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make the drive down here. I just think the roads are going to be a little rough for that. Well, to move to the next question, you may recognize some of these voices from Entre Radio 814, the predecessor and inspiration for the new Community Chronicles Radio. If you listen to Entre Radio 814, you know what both of these gentlemen do for the entrepreneurial ecosystem, but can you tell this audience a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. So I have the privilege of heading up the entrepreneurship program for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And through that role, I oversee an annual business accelerator program, the FIRE Accelerator, which has been running for the past nearly 7 years. We've made investments into 41 awesome startups that have gone on to continue to grow. They've raised over $100 million in follow-on funding and over $40 million in revenues across the portfolio. In addition to that, I have the privilege of, alongside Brian, setting up and capitalizing Erie's first angel fund, the ICE Angel Fund, and launching and overseeing the educational curriculum that goes alongside that, ICE Angel Education, which trains high net worth individuals how to make angel investments, while at the same time teaching entrepreneurs how to best prepare themselves to successfully pitch and receive those investments.
And that's why I love working around Jordan, because he is involved in so many amazing things for the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Jordan and I and a fellow colleague of ours, Brett Weiler, 6 years ago came up with this idea of, you know what, we should help high net worth individuals understand the investment process into tech startups and other manufacturing companies. And we should do that using an educational model. And then we should start an angel fund. And snap your finger, 6 years later, here we are. It wasn't quite that easy. And we made our very first investment last week into an Erie-based awesome company, Blind Tiger Spirit Free Cocktail, who was founded and is now being run by Rebecca Stein. So I support the ecosystem with Jordan's incredible leadership there. As a portfolio manager for the Ben Franklin Technology Partners, we really do three core things in support of entrepreneurs. First, we find, mentor, and then ultimately invest in emerging technology companies and small manufacturers throughout the center of Pennsylvania. We also provide our portfolio companies with management support. So at the Ben Franklin Technology Partners, we have about 24 former and now exited CEOs from entrepreneurial companies. And so there's a vast amount of knowledge covering all topics entrepreneurial to help companies grow from one person to two people to 10 people to thousands of people, hopefully one day. So we provide that management support. And then we provide a vast amount of entrepreneurial training. You know, I'm providing workshops on how to read pro forma and how to understand balance sheets and how to leverage AI. And we have a whole program called the Ben Franklin Learning Center that provides all of this rich resources of information for free. So those are the three core things that I do at the Ben Franklin Technology Partnerships of Central and Northern PA.
I love all of that. What we do at the Corey High Ed, we focus on education. So a lot of what I heard in your answers was training, mentoring, education, and giving those opportunities to some of the people that you work with in the entrepreneurial ecosystem. So it is very impressive. So we got recently an idea that we could have you guys come down to the High Ed and kind of share some of this with the people in Corey who may be interested in coming along. You are set to be here on April 23rd at 6 p.m. Can you give us a small sneak peek of what people can expect to hear when you come talk?
Yeah, we're super excited to come down to Corey. And so what Brian and I are going to be presenting on is a little bit more in-depth version of what each of us do and our roles within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. But then we're going to be blowing that picture up a little bit. We're going to zoom out to the 30,000 foot level, and we're going to be talking about some of the other resources and partners and everything else that's available to an entrepreneur that's looking to grow a business in Erie County. And we're super excited to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's probably the most fun thing that we get to do is talk with entrepreneurs about their vision. So imagine you've got an idea either on a napkin or it's already fully fledged or whichever it might be, and you're now going to share that with someone who isn't your friend or family or your dog. So Jordan and I are frequently that first contact. And we love it when we get to sit down with someone and explore their idea and see what kind of resources, and Jordan's spot on. We've got an embarrassment of riches in terms of resources that can help people grow an idea into a thing. And frankly, it's the most fun part of our job is getting to talk with entrepreneurs or people who are looking at what the future looks like. And that's what we're going to be doing at the Corey High Ed on April 23rd, starting at 6 p.m., where we'll be there and talking about what's the future look like.
That's great. So that is kind of a prelude to a bigger event that we're having in May. We're calling it the Rural Entrepreneur Week. Coming up on May 20th through the 24th, it is an opportunity for anybody, like you said, that may have an idea on a napkin or need acceleration or commercialization. And hopefully the folks that are down here thinking about running a business have an opportunity to come to any number of those events on May 20th through 24th. So I know, Jordan, you couldn't make it. We'll be disappointed that you can't be there, but we're looking forward to having Brian available at that as well. So go to our website. Oh, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, the importance of rural entrepreneurism cannot be overstated, right? So, you know, Erie's a pretty big city. Obviously, Pittsburgh and Philly, they get a lot of attention just because of their vast volume of companies and opportunities. But rural, I spend a great bit of time being in all of the other places, in Corey, in Warren, in Mercer, in Venango County, and elsewhere. And I'll tell you, because there are a sparsity of resources in some of those places, the entrepreneurs are incredibly innovative and coming up with novel ideas to address real opportunities in their communities and hopefully a global opportunity. I'm a huge fan, and growing even more so, of the entrepreneurs that we find in rural America who are just kind of making it happen. They're really not expecting anything from outside their world, and yet here we are with the opportunities to support them. So, yeah, the Rural Entrepreneurship Week, I will be at the kickoff event on May 20th, which is a Monday, at the Hyatt building. And then I'll also be at the event at the Relevant Church, which is on Friday. I guess that's sort of the wrap-up event, but I'll also be there for that. So super excited to learn more and show support for all of the great activities going on in rural America and rural Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. So I want to jump in here because I will not be there for the grand finale, but I will be there for the event on the 20th. And as Brian mentioned, we're no strangers to Cory and beyond. I've had the privilege of serving on the board of Impact Cory for the past several years and getting to know some of the great entrepreneurs in the community. And I want to continue to be able to be a resource, something that an ear to listen to an idea or bounce an idea off of. And so super excited to get more engaged and meet some more folks.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the podcast here. If you're interested in From Creators to Catalysts, the Economic Influence of Entrepreneurs with Brian and Jordan, or Rural Entrepreneur Week, you can register for those both at www.coryhyed.org and clicking the register online button in the upper right. I want to thank you again, gents.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Matt, it's always great to be with you.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Cory Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Cory Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Cory Higher Education Council. Learn more at coryhighed.com. That's coryhighed.com.